Engagement Head,
also known as Engagement
Head, number 26. I'm Sloppy Dave.
And I'm Gabriel. I don't have a nickname.
Do you need a nickname?
I don't know.
Have you ever had a nickname in your life?
Oh, God, I've had tons of nicknames in my life. But
any suitable nicknames for the air? Holy crap! Did you see that? That thigh? Oh, my God. Anyway.
Yeah,
oh, my God!
Yeah, that show's going to be ridiculous.
Wow, Master of Champions. New series, Thursday, June 22nd. Anyway, nicknames.
Yeah, don't worry about it. I can't think of anything right now, but maybe next time.
Okay. This is show number 26.
You said that already.
Did I?
You said, welcome to Engagement Head number 26.
All right. I've had 26 beers.
More like 5.5.
Actually, I finished that last one.
Oh, that's right. So
yeah, I shotgunned that one.
Yeah, that's
and then
right.
We went up and got brownies.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah, but anyway, we're watching the third game of the NBA Finals, which is the Miami Heat and the Texas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
They're about to win the third game in a row.
No, they're not. They're going to...
Well, I mean, Miami has actually come back.
Yeah,
they cut the lead by 5.
Yeah, it's 86-91, Dallas. But
with
you know,
4 minutes left in the game.
I'm sure by the time people listen to this, the game will be over, so...
unless you plan on putting it up in the next, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, but even then, no one's going to listen to it in the next 2 seconds.
Most likely right.
Speaking of that,
again,
I'm canceling the show.
You never know.
I'm canceling the show.
Oh, dude.
No, I'm just kidding. No one's listening anymore. No one gives me a call. I don't know.
Except for Tom Brokaw.
That's true. So let's get into our E-head topics of the night.
Day thing show. It's topics of the show. We'll go with that.
When did you get here?
Yeah.
Is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, it is.
You got here around...
It was like 7:50, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was about 7:48 when you got here.
Actually, it was.
I'm pretty sure it was 7:48.
No, it was 7:48, but I stayed in the car for a couple of minutes because I was talking to my sister.
You want to see if I can make this shot?
You're 1 for 6.
So let's explain what I've been doing. I have been trying to shoot bottle caps off of bottles.
Well.
Because they're capping the bottles.
Yeah,
I've been trying to shoot them into a trash can all night.
About four and a half feet away.
I've made one.
Out of 6.
I can't get...
And like 3 of them haven't even been close.
I can't get the weight for these. Let's see. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Two in a row.
I made it. Two in a row.
You're getting used to it or something.
Yeah. It's the Pong.
The Pong.
Anyway.
Topics.
Let's see. Topics. I was going to talk about my new couch that we're sitting on.
It's nice and cushy.
It is nice and cushy and free.
That's always a good thing.
Yeah, my dad got it at the landfill. Funny story, actually. My dad and my sister are in the Indian Princesses, which is like father-daughter bonding BS. And this guy in a minivan apparently was taking this, it's actually love seat, I guess, was taking it out and putting it away at the landfill, and my dad saw this guy, and he had an Indian Princesses shirt on, so they started up a conversation, and my dad proceeded to take the couch and bring it home. And I vacuumed it and sprayed it with cleaning products.
And now it's a couch.
Because I freak out about stuff like that. I'm still not used to it being here, actually.
Yeah, you told me that. You've been a little weirded out so far.
It's going to take another week or so. And I also inherited a coffee table. And a nice little chair that other people could sit in, I suppose.
How long have you had the chess table? I don't recognize it.
A long time. It sat in that corner, too,
okay,
actually.
I was going to say that. So it was with the shelf.
I got a new shelf, too. I did a lot of furniture rearranging and cleaning, and man, that's an ugly Patricia Arquette right there. Did you see that bitch? Jesus Christ. Did you see her? Oh, my God.
Ugh.
3 times the size. Speaking of that, how sometimes girls get fat, you know?
I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. One of my girlfriends got fat over the summer. Or past year. I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while.
You're really wondering how.
Eerie! It's been bothering the crap out of me. I don't know how it happened. It's just bothering me. Her name's Rachel. Anyway, so I was playing solitaire today. Yeah. And you know, when you play solitaire, sometimes you'll get far... Holy shit. Sometimes you'll get far into a game and then... Oh my god. And then, you know, it won't turn out well. You'll have to start a new game.
Right, you run out of moves.
Right. I'm talking about solitaire on the computer, not real solitaire, which is for real men. Now, I can't handle that yet. Zach is tall. Holy crap. 3-3? Oh, he missed. He missed.
Not quite. 93-88.
Yeah, it's a 5-point...
And the whole stadium is wearing white, and that really freaks us out.
Yeah, we're going to have to research that. Resierche. Anyway, so you know how you get into a game, you got to start a new one? Well, I got into a game, first move. I had no moves I could make.
That's crazy.
I was playing the three card, you know, where you have the three cards.
Right, yeah.
What the fuck? Fuck!
There was no card that could
nothing.
Be
I could
moved
not
at all.
Do anything.
That's messed up. I bet there's like two scenarios in the entire game.
Yeah. I've been playing solitaire since I was in, fourth grade. And that's never happened to me. And it happened to me today.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And you know what? This is the great thing about technology. You know what I was playing it on? My iPod. On the toilet.
There you go.
Yeah. Taking my third crap of the day to play three-card solitaire.
Good God.
Yeah, I've had stomach.
I was going to say, three cards a day. That's amazing.
Anyway. So, you know I'm into the palate. Oh, my shit. Shaquille O'Neal's wife, or whatever she is. Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's not
she
happy.
She is attractive.
She's not bad. I mean...
She's attractive.
But you wouldn't expect Shaq to be dating some ugly skank, either.
Yeah. That's true.
What, who's the old man?
I don't even know.
Rocking back and forth.
I don't even know. Hey, did you hear, before I go to the next topic, did you hear about what George Bush said to the soccer team, the U.S. soccer team?
No.
He called them right before their game again. He just punched that guy! Oh my god!
What?
Anyway, damn Dallas people. Holy crap. Anyway, George Bush called him and he said, you know, represent our country well. And all that kind of stuff.
What was he sniffing in between?
I got snot in my nose. And then the last thing he said was, give him hell! And then they lost 3-0.
To Mexico, right?
Czech Republic.
Oh, Czech? Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
They
that's
play
right. Mexico beat
Italy next on Saturday at 2:30. You really don't follow the soccer, do you?
Yeah, I watch headlines, that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I didn't watch the soccer game yet either.
Especially
after I heard that they had lost 3-0. Why would you watch that? That's horrid.
Well, I mean,
I watched a little bit of it.
The entire World Cup's kind of pointless over here in America since it all happens like a day
before.
Oh,
shit! Did you see that steal? Oh, he got fucked.
Oh, what the hell did he do?
I don't know. But he has some cool hair.
He had a runaway ball. And, oh, my God. That was
man,
ridiculous.
They are all wearing white. Anyway, I got these Amazon gift cards. I got two of them for $25 each. And I ordered a new Palestrina CD, a new recording of Misa Papai Marcelli. And I know it's Pope Marcellus Mass, but I can't ever remember. I'm trying to work on my Italian, even though this is Latin. But anyway, it's the Oxford Camerata under Jeremy Summerlee. It's got the Pope Marcellus Mass and another Mass.
Ooh.
Called the Misa Aeterna Christi Munera, and I've only listened to that one twice, but it's still pretty cool. I haven't really gotten into it yet, but anyway, it's pretty cool. I've been listening to that in the car and, you know, trying to read the mass lyrics and everything.
Not at the same time. Driving? Reading?
No, I don't do that.
Just making sure. It's dangerous. I wouldn't advise it.
No. I also, I ordered some rainbows. Which I know you hate. I know you hate the rainbows.
I don't hate them. I don't know. They're
you
just
hate the rainbows.
Yeah,
know.
Pretty much.
You
know. I don't know.
You go for the leprechauns. You like to go straight for the end product.
It was just one of those things in high school. It just seemed like all the cool kids had
to have
it.
See, I never got them in high school.
No, I know.
Because I thought they were the cool thing for cool kids to get. Get to college, bunch of losers have them, and the losers tell me they're comfortable.
Yeah, no, I knew
comfortable
they were comfortable.
Loser shoes? That's my thing. Right there.
No, I've known they were comfortable, but they're so damn expensive, that's all. I don't know.
Yeah, they were pretty expensive. Anyway, I ordered some online from the actual, I guess the factory or whatever.
And they're still not here.
Yeah, they're not here yet. I ordered them last week. It'll be a while. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about my Menron Knee Illustrated Encyclopedia of post-revolution Cuban cigars, which is second edition, revised, of course, which is supposed to come in sometime soon. Everyone else who ordered on 666 has gotten theirs by now, but I haven't.
Yeah, so. That's kind of strange.
Yeah.
How many were?
They're playing chess on the TV!
That was like a holographic chess.
That was amazing. They're like doing pictures out of that guy's chest and shit. Man.
Things randomly appearing. What the hell commercial is this for?
By the way, I'm excited about seeing the Colosseum in Rome. Random. I know that looked kind of like the Colosseum. Anyway.
Well, it was a Colosseum.
Yeah.
They have no idea what we're talking about.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't really. I don't really care.
This is a really long commercial.
It is a really long commercial.
Jay-Z, CEO of
That's Jay-Z? That, no, dude, that's not Jay-Z. They didn't show his face.
No, it's an IBM. It's an HP commercial.
Seriously. Anyway, so I'm waiting for my... It's this illustrated encyclopedia. It's
what the hell did that happen?
I don't know. It's 93 to
Miami took
now.
The lead.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened, but Shaquille O'Neal is freaking out over there.
He is.
And he made a free throw.
Was that Shaq free throw?
Well, he...
Who is this old man?
I don't know.
He must be his dad or something.
I guess so. Nah, I don't know. Oh, gosh, she's hot.
It's the corset, dude.
Yeah, it is. I don't really find her that attractive.
Yeah, it was the corset.
She's
not bad at all, no. She's hot, but...
It's all the great Saranac beer that I've been having.
Yeah, I know you've enjoyed all of them.
The most bitter beer I've ever had in my life.
At least three of them.
Wow. Four. Three? No, I've had four of them.
I know, but wasn't the last one not so bitter?
Let's see. The black and tan...
At least it didn't have bitter in
the description. Let's rate them right now. The black and tan, horrible. Horrible. Oh my god, horrible.
The worst.
The black and tan... Horrible. See, I got a trail mix, which is like four different flavors. Anyway, the Irish Pale Ale, not that great. Did I say Irish?
You did.
Oh, man. India Pale Ale, not that great. Not that great. The Pale Ale, okay. And then the lager was okay. But man, the Black and Tan was horrible.
Yeah, he just chugged that one because he was
freaking,
sick of it.
Yeah, I was freaking out about it. I prefer High Life to that.
Which says a lot.
I'm pretty American, I suppose.
He's sitting here with a high
life
right
now. That's really
sad,
because I want to get out of here.
Why? Why do you want to get out of here?
I can't even drink the other beers. I mean, that's...
What are you going to do when you go to Germany, dude?
I don't... Well, see, the thing is...
You order a high life over there, they're going to kick your ass out.
I'm not going to order a high life over there. Naturally, I'm going to do as the Germans do. I'm going to piss in my mouth. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually German from 400 years ago, which reminds me, hot German girls coming my way.
Are they?
No, not really.
You can dream.
Although in Amsterdam, you can pay for women, and it's legal.
This is true. Except within so many miles of the World Cup.
Well, the World Cup will be over by then, actually. Yeah, I'll have a World Cup of my own, if you know what I'm saying. The Encyclopedia of Cigars.
Back to that.
Oh, geez. Man, they're tied. Okay. Dude, there's 30 seconds left. I don't know if I can podcast with 30 seconds left.
I don't either.
I'm going to turn on the volume. Okay.
Yeah, you guys can just listen to the last 20 seconds of the game.
All right. 20 seconds. Miami's up by zero.
It's going to go into overtime.
If it goes into the overtime, this unmute is... Oh, my... Oh! Oh! Yeah!
Miami.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Miami took a two-point lead. 9 seconds left.
9.3 seconds left. Miami just took a two-point lead.
97-95.
This is where I get to pretend that I care about the sports. Anyway, it's got... Oh, God, she's hot, too.
There's a lot of hot girls.
There's
here.
The Patricia Arquette bitch. Yeah. Oh, my God. Ugly.
Whoa! What?
I almost spilled everything on you.
That would have been fun.
I would have been really embarrassed right there.
He has been struggling all series long, 1-for-8 in the series.
Oh, they man, say if that he had stepped like 1 foot back, it would have been a 3-point.
Yeah, I don't know if he could have made the 3 though. Anyway, I guess they're kind of doing slow-mos right now. It's an encyclopedia of every Cuban cigar available on the market right now, and aged Cuban cigars. I think it's also got limited editions, which are known as ELs. and reviews and methods of storage and advice on aging them and stuff like that. I'm really excited. Apparently, it's like the best thing to get. There was 5,000 copies made. If you're interested in one of these books, give me a email at engagementhead@gmail.com and I'll set you up with a link. So that's cool. Let's see.
What else going on?
So, oh my God, that cheerleader is hot as God. And God is hot, man. God's got all these angels, just uses them.
Can burn a bush without burning it?
Seriously.
Amazing.
I'm going to mute it again because it's getting boring.
Yeah, they haven't done anything.
They haven't done anything since we freaked out 5 minutes ago. Let's see, at work I've been getting new experience. I know I've told you I've been working on my resume.
Yeah, I've been trying to list everything you've been doing.
Listing every task I've had. So far, let's see, I've worked with SAP, Citrix, Legacy, Image Plus, Ixos, Enterprise Scan, Microsoft Visio, Microsoft Word, Microsoft Excel, Microsoft Access. Oh, 4 seconds left. 3 seconds left.
And time.
Nice. Anyway, so I've got a lot of experience. That one of my supervisors, I guess, Susan, asked me, actually, randomly, I was in a gas station across the street that a lot of them go to.
Right.
And they showed up, like my bosses did. They showed up there, and they were like, hey, it's good to see that you're finally up from your desk. And I was like, okay.
Weird.
And she goes, hey, do you like editing, like grammar and stuff? And I said, yeah, I would love to get some experience doing that. I mean, I'd like to be a writer, you know, that'd be a really good experience.
Right.
Fuck.
He just made a free throw, so they're down 1 point, he's got another shot.
I don't even know I'm
Dallas
going.
Dallas is down 1 point.
Yeah, I don't even know I'm going for the Miami Heat. I don't even really, I don't like Texas or Florida, really.
I'm going for Dallas.
I think I'm going for the Heat just because, you know.
Because they're down 2 games?
Yeah, just because they just won. Now. Just because they just won, that's why.
Oh, 1.4 seconds left.
And
but they just fouled him to stop the time, so it's over.
Yeah, it's pretty much a good game right there.
Miami 97, Dallas 96.
I'm not gonna call it that though. I'm gonna say Miami 98, maybe 99.
We'll see. It could happen.
Yeah. Anyway, so she asked me if I was interested in doing editing work. I was like, yeah, that'd be cool. And everyone else thinks it's a horrible idea. Like. All the other supervisors.
It's gonna be a really boring job.
They were like, that's gonna be horrible. And I was like, no, actually, I think it's gonna be great just because even if it is horrible, I get to put it on my resume I have editing experience. I'll be editing procedure documents, which is pretty cool. I mean, it's lame. I'm not gonna lie. It's gonna be lame.
Yeah, there you go. But 98,
96. 98, 96. Nice. Yeah. So you've been watching the Hurricanes at all?
I have. I've watched almost all the games. There's one I missed. Like, of the playoffs, I guess.
Hurricanes. That's what I kind of call them.
You've done that to like 4 words so far.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot lately.
That's I can't think.
The
of
only
the
game
that's
I
intense.
Watched.
That's what I was.
It's intense. You know what I totally forgot was the chess book you're holding there.
I'm
Why don't you turn to page 47?
47. What's on page 47?
I don't know, but we're gonna turn to page 47. Okay, turn to page 147.
Oh, 147. That's a big difference. That's like 100 pages, dude.
Yeah, 147. We're going to turn to that, and you're going to describe to our listeners what the chess book I just bought looks like.
It looked on page 147. there are six pictures of chess boards with what seemingly is random placements of chess pieces, and at the top it says, mate in two, white to move. So, yeah, it's a book of 5,334 problems, combinations, and games for you to solve in either one move, two moves, three moves, or small games, I think it said on the back.
Yeah.
And apparently it is the largest collection of chess moves ever assembled into one volume.
Yeah,
and
so
David owns it.
That's officially, I think, the geekiest book I've ever had in my life.
You do have two Chess for Dummies and Chess for
Dummies. No, I don't own those. That's from the library.
Oh, okay.
The library.
Chess for Dummies and Idiot's
Guide. 1 second even. Jeez. They're not going to do anything. If they win the game off that, I'm going to freak. I'm going to freak out.
That would be amazing.
They're about to pass the ball on. Can I unmute?
catching shot.
All right.
Yeah, all they could do is tie it.
Dude, they could totally get a three.
No.
If someone got out there. No. Oh, they got effed.
Miami finally wins the game.
Miami won. I'm excited for Miami.
All right, 98-96 final score. Series now at 2-1 Dallas.
Nice. Well, anyway, back to Hurricanes at 3-1 Hurricanes.
It's been a really good series.
To the Edmonton Oilers. I'm not a big hockey fan, but yeah. I did watch last night's game, which was the third win that the Hurricanes. Hurricanes.
As far, like, I don't know, as far as games, just drama goes, the first one is the best, even though we didn't play very well.
But now, when you say drama, what the fuck do you mean?
Oh, man, we were down 3-0 in the late second quarter.
Oh, really?
And, like, we took the lead, and then we tied.
Wait,
and then
by four?
Yeah.
We got 4-3?
Yeah, we got 4-3, and then they came back.
This is hockey we're talking about.
Yeah, and then they came back and tied it, and then we finally won. Oh, dude, it was crazy.
Jeez.
It was back and forth, and oh, it was a mess, but it was a good game.
That's ridiculous. And
we played horribly, but then the second or third, I don't know, we kicked their ass the second game. But 5-0.
But, wow.
Yeah. Anyway, so if they win Wednesday, it's over. And
yeah, Carolina. The tickets are supposedly jacked up like $200 a ticket. For the game.
They're ridiculously expensive.
Which is actually really sad, because if you think about it, if they had won the first four games, those people wouldn't be refunded their money, would they?
Probably not. I don't know.
I don't really care. I don't care about those people. Especially two of
them. For buying them.
Especially two of them. They don't know how to work podcasts. They don't know what I'm talking about.
Of course not.
Whatever.
Podcasts are so hard to work.
Yeah. No one listens to this anyway. Speaking of that, Tom Brokaw called us.
Are we going to hear a Tom Brokaw call?
We are. We are going to hear a Tom Brokaw call. So let's play that.
Hey, boys. It's Brokaw. What the hell does engagement had mean anyway? I'm not sure if you know this, but Brokaw's a swinger. He's never been tied down to one woman, if you know what I mean. So, he's not quite sure what you mean by engagement, Hat, because he's never been engaged. But, I tell you this with the utmost sincerity, Brokaw has got a share of head. For something to think about, Brokaw, signing off.
Thank you, Tom Brokaw. Basically, engagement had, I don't know if you guys have listened to show number one.
I was going to say, you explained it on the first show.
You explained it on the first show. Was a movie called My Date with Drew, and my friend Chris had made a joke about her engagement ring, and then I said, look at her engagement shirt, and then he was like, no, look at her engagement finger, and then I was like, look at her engagement neck. And then he said, look at her engagement head. And for some weird...
Didn't it have to do with, like, the size of the diamond or something?
Yeah, I don't know.
It was like...
But it was... Did you see that? It said intense. It was really intense. See, intensity is important!
It does.
Did you see that? Anyway. That guy is ugly as shit. Wow. Both of them are.
Yeah, this guy's not much better.
God. I don't know who I would go for.
None of them three.
Anyway, so Engagement Head deals with My Date and Drew. You should check it out at your local Hollywood Video.
Even though it has absolutely nothing to do with the actual movie, it just kind of spawned from that when you guys were watching it.
Yeah, but watch it. It's a pretty horrible movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
Actually, it's okay, actually.
But Closer.
Closer, great movie. We just watched that, me and Gabe did.
Indeed. David owns it.
I've seen it 5 times now.
And there were like 4 things in the first 5 minutes, so you hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, oh, it all makes sense now.
But it doesn't. I really don't get it. It's horrible. They all cheat on each other.
Yeah, it is horrible. Like,
I mean, but see, the thing is, it's named Closer, so you gotta wonder, is the theme that they all cheated on each other to get closer, or that they're pushing each other away? One of my ex-girlfriends really likes that movie. That's weird to me. Let's talk about how last night my parents didn't even notice that I was gone for 7 hours.
When you came back this summer, they didn't notice you were here, did they?
No, that was over...
spring break?
Either spring break or... I think it was... Yeah, it was spring break. Oh, horrible. Spring break was filled with drama with a different girl. Man, my girl drama is horrible.
Oh, you've had a lot of girl drama this week.
Yeah, I'm not going to... Well, I don't really want to talk about it. Except to say that four girls have blocked me on AIM. One unblocked me. Another never blocked me, but I thought she had. And she just called me tonight.
Called me randomly.
Which was weird.
Quote, unquote.
And then one of them won't correspond with me about why she blocked me. One of them only responds to me when she's drunk. And then that's all four people.
I was going to say, you've gone through four now. There's no more to do.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, my parents last night took my sister to swim practice. Both of them went. And so I was lying on my bed. Luke calls me to go hang out with him and Dana. I go hang out with him and Dana, so we take his car because he's around here.
Right.
Because Dana lives near me. I was with him the whole night. I get back. House is like pitch black outside. Right. Whereas normally they leave the lights on for me. Right. I'm like, maybe they just didn't notice I wasn't home. That's probably unlikely. My mom usually, she usually would go downstairs or my sister would come say goodnight to me and notice I'm not home.
Yeah.
No, they didn't. Because I asked my mom this morning, I was like, did you know I didn't come home last night until like 1? And she was like, what?
I didn't even know
you. I'm sorry, I would have left the lights on if I had known. And I was like, oh, well.
Nice.
Yeah, she goes, your car was here. What were you doing? And I was like, oh, well, Luke picked me up. Oh. Okay. Anyway, I thought that was funny.
And Luke's now driving dead bodies.
Yeah, Luke had to... My friend Luke works at a hospital, and he had to take a body to the morgue today in a bag, which is eerie.
That is eerie.
Whatever. I got a new phone. Did I tell you about that?
You haven't really told me about it, no.
My phone broke.
How'd it break?
The display, both the main display and the front display, finally burned out. They've been acting up for about a year.
Oh, I see.
They burned out. I took it over to Verizon. They were like, ooh.
Time to get a new one.
Time to either get a new phone or just... Because I could still dial and receive calls, but it was like a regular phone, which is not what cell phones are.
Exactly.
I realized how reliant...
There's the phone in that.
Yeah, I realized how reliant I am on caller ID now, because I have like over 200 some contacts on my phone, and I was like, oh god, I lost all of these, but they were able to transfer them over, so it was
that's
okay.
Nice. Yeah.
But I lost all my ringtones, obviously, and you know, that kind of sucked, but
I bet it does.
I got a cool new Milestones ringtone, which is cool. Have you had the Ultimate Chalupa?
I have not.
Oh, it's pretty good. I enjoy it, yeah. Not sure if it's worth the money, but I'm, you know, kind of cheap on money right now, so that's probably why.
Yeah.
Besides, I prefer the Chipotle grilled stuffed burrito. Chicken, of course.
Chicken.
Those things were
Chipotle
amazing.
Chipotle grilled stuffed burrito. Is that on the... No, that wouldn't be. Never mind.
On the what? The late
I was
going to
say the value menu.
Oh, no, it's not on the... No, dude. Those things are expensive, but best thing I ever ate.
I was going to say, is that what you got last time you and I went? And, like, I got, like, 3 items for the price you got 1 or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
But they discontinued it. It's not there anymore. They have the Caesar now, and then I think they're going to discontinue that. Is that a strawberry frappuccino at Starbucks?
That doesn't sound good at all.
I'm going to try it.
And then again, I don't like coffee, so.
You don't like coffee?
I don't like coffee.
Odd. Coffee talk. Anyway, we got our top 5 of the week. Let's go to the top 5 video games of all time. I'm going to go with number 5, Pong, of course.
Pong, ooh.
Pong.
I hear you.
The P-O-N-G, of course.
That's the originator. I mean, the first. That's cutting right to the chase there. Let's see here. For my number 5, I'll go with Pole Position.
That was actually really good.
It was. It was a good one.
I would like to say that I enjoyed that.
Oh, man. I love it. I have one, you know, they have those Jax games now, so that just the things you plug in, it's just a joystick that plugs into the TV. It has Galaga and Pole Position, Pac-Man, a couple others. It's great.
Weird. This is going to sound odd, but I'm going to say All Real Monsters for Super Nintendo, because I never got past the third level.
Ooh.
Hardest game I've... Well, no, I take that back. Not hardest game, but very, very difficult.
I'll pull out another cartoon for you. It's on the original Nintendo, it was Tiny Toons.
What the f-
yeah, it was, I don't
you
know.
You gotta be kidding.
No, you could play as like any of the characters. It was crazy, dude. Weird. I used to love that. It was like that was like one of the three games I had, and we played it all the time.
Weird.
Crazy stuff.
For my number three, I'm gonna go Paperboy.
Ooh.
Good. Every time I got strep throat when I was in elementary school, I would play Paperboy.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I also had a wrestling game that I would play a lot. Yep. I wrote in my diary about it.
I'm not sure I want to know the rest of that one.
By diary, I mean journal.
Well, no, just the whole writing in my journal about wrestling.
I didn't know what to write about. When you're a kid, why are you...
I'm kidding.
You haven't read Anne Frank's fucking life yet, you know? You don't know what to write about. You gotta write about something.
Yeah, I suppose
I wrote
so.
About that and my friend Anne, who wasn't my friend. She fucking hated me.
Oh,
she blocked me on life.
Say,
although she friended me on Facebook last year.
Did she?
Well, I friended her.
Oh, and she reciprocated.
She received it, yeah.
Right.
Oh my God, they're singing Breakfast at Tiffany's. Remember that film, and as I recall, I think
we
both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's one thing we've got. They got
exactly.
The closed captioning.
Right.
That is quality programming.
Or something.
Man.
You're still a really ugly guy, though.
Man, those guys are ugly. Anyway.
Alright, number three. Oh, God, I had it. Uniracers.
Fuck you! Fuck you in the ass! Fuck you in the ass! I love that game! No
oh,
one else liked
game.
That game!
Oh,
I love that
game.
Man. We have to describe it. It's just a motorcycle. Well, it's unicycles.
No, yeah, it's unicycles.
It's
unicycles.
It's
just a
around.
Two-dimensional plane where you're like going.
That game,
it's like going on a amazing. Roller coaster from the side. It was great.
That game is amazing.
Oh, man. I loved it.
You know, there's no way to do top five. I just realized there's so many games.
Oh,
I
know. I mean, I'm
gonna go with the Donkey Kong Country series for Super Nintendo.
All right. That worked.
Just because I like it, and it's easily available for my number two.
All right, now, my number two. Let's see here. You know, I'm just going to pull out the classic Tetris. I still
nice.
Play Tetris. I mean...
I love Tetris.
Yeah, I mean, it's come out with like 60 different versions, and I've probably owned 30 of them. It's like...
Really?
No, not that many, but I mean, I love it. Can't
Man.
Get enough Tetris.
Tetris is great. My number one is going to be an arcade game.
Ooh.
It's a game me and my dad played. It's probably one of the only things I do with my father.
Uh-huh.
Galaga.
Yes! Me and my dad have that one, too.
I love that game.
Oh, it's a great game.
I love it.
That is a worthy number one.
I mean, it's one of those that you get so into, you forget about all these, like, girlfriends
so
you have, you know?
I mean,
it's hard.
It is after a point, like...
I mean, it's hard after, like, level, what, 17 or so?
Good God, I've never gotten that far.
Oh, yeah, you have. They do the Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Oh, she's hot.
Wait, there was an attractive person on the show?
Yeah, to the left.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Motherfucking jeez.
Yeah, she... Yeah,
she's
no
got...
Doubt.
Okay, let's describe. What is that? A see-through black...
Sheer kind of throw... What do they call those things?
I don't know, but it looks pretty good.
Yeah, and it's like a red...
Oh, now there's a bunch of freaking muscle people. Iron Man competition. Oh, there she is.
Oh, in her ass.
She's
is right
got
there.
The butt mark, too.
Yeah, she
God,
does.
Reminds
the,
me of one of my friends.
The black boots?
Man.
That's nice.
Anyway, you're number one.
my number one. All right. I'll go with a Mario game, but I'm not going to go with the original Mario. Great game. It was the originator. Hard to top. But I'm going to go with Super Mario World, the Super Nintendo one. It was...
You prefer that over the original Mario?
Well, I don't know. At times, I do. Like... I don't just because the original Mario was the originator, and it's a great game. I can play through it all the time, but I think it was as far as sequels to Mario goes, it was the closest to recapturing the original.
And everyone loves Mario 3. I'm not a huge fan of Mario 3.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Why the fuck does everyone like it?
I don't know.
People at our high school used to love that game,
did
and
they?
I was
really?
All. Yeah.
I didn't know that it was...
I would go to parties and people
would
play
over
that game.
Mario 3.
Yeah. They'd be like, oh, I love this game. I'm so good at it. And they would
Mario
beat it real
sucked.
Quick, and I was like, all right, well, I mean, it's good the first few times you play it.
Yeah.
But Like, at least Mario every time, you know. Sure, it's the same every time, but...
It's just so classic.
I'm talking about the original.
No, I know. But like I said, the Super Nintendo one, that one captured it, like, recaptured it the best to me out of all the rest, pretty much.
Yeah.
They came out with a new one recently for the Nintendo DS. It's all right.
Is that the one that you can get real big?
Yeah.
What is that?
That's really just like another invincibility type thing. It's kind of like a star. It's invincibility basically. Oh. But I don't know. And it's those kind of things which
I don't really like those additions.
Well, I mean,
how can you improve on Mario Brothers?
They're good, and at times they're useful. Like there's some things you'll need it for, some of the puzzles and stuff. But still, the game is, in my opinion, overall too easy. Though I will say, there are a couple places on the map which I'm having a really tough time trying to figure out how to reach them, how to get to them.
Really?
But, all right.
I forgot to add a game.
Go for it.
Or subtract, whatever.
Oh, I'm sure there's going to be like 80 that we could.
Maybe you haven't played this, but for the original Nintendo, Marble Madness?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I loved Marble Madness.
That was a great one.
Me and my babysitters used to play that.
What was the...
I think that's the connection I have with it. It wasn't really a good game. I just played it with older women.
It was a good game.
Of course, those hot older women were like 12 back when I was, what, 6 or 7?
They were still hot older women.
Yeah. I bet they're doing great right now.
Let's see. What was the...
25-year-olds. Oh, they're probably
Maniac
pregnant.
Mansion. Did you ever play Maniac Mansion?
I did. But I never owned it. I did play it, but I never
It wasn't a game I owned, but another friend of mine had it and, like, let me borrow it. And I could never get anywhere. Like, I always heard from people it was great, but I don't know. I never got it.
You know, I still have all my old Nintendo powers from 95, 96 era.
I think I have a few of them myself.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah. I have about 4 years worth.
Oh, I didn't just subscribe that long. I was only subscribed for, like, a year.
I loved it. I went through the Diddy Kong Racing era, I know. Because I remember one time we went to a condo and I had rented Diddy Kong Racing for my Nintendo 64.
Right.
Where we were at the condo at, but I had brought my 64. And I couldn't get past something near the beginning, I guess. No, I freaked out. And my dad was like, "What the heck's wrong with you?" And I was like, "My Nintendo power didn't come in time when we were back in Raleigh, so I don't know how to beat this, and we don't have access to internet because we're in the middle of nowhere."
Exactly.
At the beach.
That's frustrating, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was too stupid to be able to think on my own to figure out how to beat a stupid game.
I never liked... I don't know.
I didn't like... Well, I liked 64, but, like, in hindsight... I don't like that system.
Really. Yeah, I liked 64.
It was a good bridge between old and new.
But other than that... It had to initiate the three-dimensional gaming. It did that well. When you go play it now, yeah, it's like, oh, God. But that's just because you're used to
now. But I like 2D game systems.
Yeah, no,
Super Nintendo's my favorite system.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Super Nintendo's was probably the best. But, what was I going to say? I can't remember. Oh, like, the kart racing games? I've never been a big fan of, I don't know. Mario Kart, Diddy Kong.
Really?
Yeah, never. Like, I've owned a few of them, and I always play them for, like, a day, and then I'm like, why am I playing this? I don't like it.
Really?
So I stopped. I don't know. Never was a big fan. Huh. So, there's my 2 cents on kart racing.
Well, are you... interested in the new generation of video games, like as far as the Nintendo
Wii, yes.
Wii and...
Yeah, I've been...
Glad you said it first, because I don't know how the hell to say that.
Yeah, you just say Wii. No, it's... I've been following...
What a horrible name, by the way.
It is a bad name, but...
Do you think you'll get it?
It gets a lot of news. If I get an extra... Yeah, probably. I don't know.
If you got one, you would get that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll probably get it.
Here's my reasoning. Assuming I go back to ECU next year.
Right.
And live with Bill and Haas and Dave. Bill has an Xbox 360. Why would I get one too
No, just to play it.
No, I wouldn't get a 360. I'm definitely not getting a PlayStation.
I would love to get a 360 for myself, but if I was going to live with these guys for the next 2 years,
that would be like $400 wasted. Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't I get a different system for us to play, you know?
Yeah, and as far as that goes, I'd get the Wii, not the PlayStation 3. God, it's going to be way too expensive.
For nothing. I mean, what are you getting for that? Come on.
You're not getting anything. You're getting a Blu-ray player, which nobody cares about.
What is a Blu-ray? I don't even know.
It's the next high-definition DVD, but nobody has a high-def TV, so it doesn't matter.
Well, we certainly don't.
Well, no, but like...
No,
like,
I made a joke. Nintendo. Oh, we certainly don't. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
I see bad puns abound.
How does that controller function, anyway? I don't get it.
There's like this little sensor bar that you can either push up, place under the TV or on top of the DV1. It doesn't function like a regular controller. I mean, it can, but...
I know, it's supposed to be an innovative new thing. It's a good idea, but...
You know, like the... you've seen controllers that can, like, detect when you turn it left, right, up, and down. Now, this one can detect, like, three-dimensional space, so it can detect anywhere you are in the room.
Is that going to work? Obviously, you haven't played it yet, so...
No, I haven't played it, but I've seen some demos. It looks pretty good. I'm interested.
To be honest, what
I don't know... is, like, you know how they do game kiosks in... Damn, that's gonna suck.
You are now running on reserve battery power. That also means that my fan kicked in, probably 30 minutes ago.
Sweet.
So this is loud.
All right.
Whatever.
You know how that, they have, like, game kiosks at Walmart and Best Buy?
Yeah.
How are they gonna do that with a controller? Yeah, just, I don't...
That is true.
That's gonna be a tough one. I guess they'll just have it on, like, an 8-foot cord or something. I don't know. Like,
I guess they would have to cord it somehow.
Yeah, they'll have to tether it to something. It's going to be weird. It's
gonna they'll
be
just
really
get a hole
show.
Punch, you know?
A hole punch.
They'll just get a hole punch and punch the, Why is Hot Girl wearing full clothing now?
I don't know.
What a bitch. She can't marry him. She's a stripper. How many movies are on here? It's a package.
Oh, you're reading the...
Oh, it's a package. Okay, because I know he said he wanted...
Hey, Kev, you watch.
You watch Inside My Secretary's Panties or not? Marty, just pay for it. Inside... What was that? Inside what lust? Secretary's Lust.
I have no idea.
Man, what a horrible show. I didn't even have to hear it.
And you can tell it's horrible comedy.
Man.
Wonderful.
Anyway. Yeah. Well, it's 14 o'clock here. I don't know what time it is in New Zealand, but,
14 o'clock.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That makes no sense.
I'm just kidding. Oh. Is that your phone?
I have new voicemail, apparently.
Oh. Well, can you wait till we close?
I don't care.
Alright, Podcast Alley. I've got to just briefly discuss Podcast Alley. We've gotten one vote in the past, like, 2 months, 3 months.
That's a tough one, that you have to vote every month.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah,
that's really stupid.
That's a bad idea.
But!
Because most people aren't going to vote multiple times. But what?
We want you to vote.
Yeah.
There's a quick link on our website at engagementhead.blogspot.com for you to vote at Podcast Alley if you like what you're hearing. But I've noticed that none of my friends really listen to this in the summer, except new friends. Like, I told you Tyler listened to this.
Hmm.
My friend, Laura listened to this, Laura D.
Right.
Let's see. Like, all these random people IM me, and they're like, hey, I listened to your show. Really funny. And I'm like, oh,
so the
none
ones,
of my old friends.
I was going to say, so the ones that don't care about what you're doing during summer don't listen, and the ones that don't have time to listen to it during school listen during summer.
Yeah, it's like, who's bored at what point in time
exactly.
And wants to fill their time with me?
Who wouldn't?
It's like a donut, and I'm the cream.
Okay.
You can call our seriously, call our hotline, because I don't have any more calls. I just used the last one. It was Tom Brokaw. I know he's really important and everything, but call our hotline at 1-206-20-E-HEAD. 20-E-HEAD.
What? 206-20-E-HEAD?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh. And that would be great. Have you seen the new Block Party Dave Chappelle movie?
No, I have not.
They are having a party on their block. Holy crap.
I've seen this Dave Chappelle. In fact, I've probably seen most Dave Chappelle's.
Ew, they just said the N-word. Whack Arnold's.
Whack Arnold's, yeah, he's got a job.
Mac Darnold's.
Exactly. With Calvin, like 3 weeks into it.
Yeah, Anyway, I guess that's it for the show. We'll be back momentarily.
Momentarily?
I'll see you in a minute, as my jazz professor would say. That's what he said to me last year, at the very end of the year. I was walking down the stairs, he said, all right, I'll see you in a minute. Walked into his office. I didn't see him for 3 months. Isn't that awesome?
3 months, minute. 3 months, same thing.
Minute.
Who cares?
It's all relative, really.
Exactly.
So we all end up looking ugly like that. Ew!
He was a pimp back in his day, though.
He so tell. Was. You think so?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How? How can you tell?
I don't know. Just the way he carried himself. He was a pimp.
Shit.
He's about to get robbed, though.
Yo, the guy I work with has 2 cell phones. And I asked him why he has 2 cell phones. I was like, do you sell drugs? Because, you know, a lot of people use 2 cell phones or right. 3 cell phones to sell drugs. He goes, nah, I'm a pimp. But he's not. He can't be. No, he's a mathematics major.
He can't work for the DOT and be a pimp.
I don't know about that. Anyway, I'm Sloppy Dave. I'll see you guys momentarily.
And I'm Gabe. I have no idea when I'll see you next, but if this shows any indication, who knows?
Yeah, this is your 3rd show.
3rd show and yeah. 2nd in a row.
I'm going to have to start paying you.
Yeah.
No, not really.
With all those Google AdSense you're making?
Actually, talking about that, someone spammed our Google AdSense and I got in trouble for it. They sent me an email saying that someone had spammed it and that they had momentarily, like, halted it.
Right.
And I couldn't accrue anything.
Oh, that sucks.
And I think it was me.
You spammed your own site.
Well, every day I would get on and, like, refresh, like, 10 times, not thinking it was a big deal.
Right.
Apparently, Google knows.
Yeah, I don't
doubt. So now I just do once a day.
I see. Smooth, David. Very smooth.
Spammers.
All right.
All right, momentarily, Dave. Later.
See ya.